We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Day that I die. Helter-skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast, and landed foul on the grass.
Not to be crass, but music continued.
Yes, it did. It did.
Thank goodness.
I mean, am I being a jerk here?
Could you imagine if music ended on that day?
February 3rd of 1959?
Yeah, could you imagine if there was never a song after that, and the last song you heard was like, I don't even know what it would have been, like the Everly Brothers or something back in the day? But of course,
that'll be the day, I suppose.
That will be the day. Yes, that will be the last song.
Could have been.
Have you ever been up there to Clear Lake, Iowa, and seen the site where the plane went down?
No.
I've always been meaning to do that, but like I don't know.
Being a native Iowa, I'm guessing it's just a field.
It's a field with big glasses, though. The Buddy Holly glasses are like a monument out there, I believe, for that field. But
the Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper, Google them.
Yes, Google them.
Today was the day that music died.
That's
right.
It
was called. 64 years ago, February 3rd of 1959.
So, like, I've passed, like, the site, Clear Lake, Iowa, a number of times driving to Minneapolis or whatever, driving up to the Twin Cities, whether it's been for the, you know, when we used to go up to training camp and whatnot up there all the time. And I've always meant to, like, pull off the side of the road and go see that, right? Have you ever been on a road trip, though, Josh, where you weren't in a hurry to get to wherever you were going, whether it was coming home or going back? Have you ever taken the time to basically stop and smell the roses and go look out? Because I never have. And I always say, I'm going to go over there. I'm going to take a left-hand turn off of I-35 North and go see, you know, this field where this plane went down. And I never do that. I never, ever, ever do that because I feel like I'm always in a hurry or always in a rush because you just want to get to where you're going. And so I have good intentions, my friend, to go up there and see something like that. But it'll never happen. I'm just being honest with myself right now. Something like that will never happen. I'll never pull off the side of the road and go see that because you look at the signs like 20 miles out of your way and you're like, I got somewhere to be when you really don't have anywhere to be.
I mean, it's right along 35, but yeah, you gotta be going there. I mean,
yeah.
If we're going to Iowa, we're making a right at Des Moines, so we're not going.
You're not going north.
Not going there. Like, I haven't been to, remember in the Beers with the Boys days, we did that former post office that turned into a brewery somewhere along 35 in northern Missouri.
Oh, yeah. That's
every time
right,
we're like, we should stop there.
You never do.
Never do.
No. Our old boss, John Hansen, has been there numerous times.
There's two things. There's the zombie burger.
Yeah. You've never zombie burger?
No.
Oh, see, I have.
We don't stop in Des Moines.
Yeah.
And the Fong's Pizza.
I've done that, too. Fantastic.
Never stop in Des Moines. We're going... We're going to see family. We're turning in Des Moines. But those are three things we talk about just driving back to Iowa all the time that we should do. But
you're always in a hurry.
We're trying to get to Kansas City. We're trying to get to Iowa City. That's
right. You're trying to get to where you're going. You never stop.
There's not an in-between there to stop. So Clear Lake, same thing. Like, oh, yeah, on the way to Minneapolis, maybe we should stop. No, you're never going
to
do that.
I probably have driven to Minneapolis. I don't know how many times, right? It's been a lot. Maybe 10 times in my life. Maybe less than 10. Somewhere between like 5 and 10 times, right? And I've always said, I'm going to do that. I'm going to stop, whether it's one way or the other. But then you always look at your clock. You're like, nah, I'm in a hurry. I just want to get home, or I just want to get to where I'm going. And like, that's like a 40-minute out-of-the-way type of trip. Forget about it. I'll get it next time. And you never do it. And so maybe I should start doing stuff like that and saying, screw it, I don't need to be somewhere on time. But I've fonged twice, man. And I've zombie burgered once up there in Des Moines. And Des Moines is a cool little downtown, Josh. You guys should go up there and take advantage of your home state sometime, because they got a lot going on. It's a nice little downtown area that has good pizza with Crab Rangoon on top. And Zombie Burger was very good as well, if I remember correctly, because I had a couple of cocktails in me when I zombie burgered one time. But Fong's Pizza, I took the kids there one time when we were going to Field of Dreams.
Then after that, then you go up and you go to Clear Lake.
And then you go there to Clear Lake, but that's like another couple hours after that. You're like, whatever. You kind of meander around. But Fong's Pizza is legit. If you've never done that, you probably should do that. That's a lot of fun.
Hey, coming up Wednesday on the show, Wednesday, you're going to have a chance to win a Chris Jones autographed jersey. How about that?
I like
listening
that,
on the nines and fives. Fives.
That's right.
See, we get their nines and
the
fives.
Nines and fives.
In the 8 o'clock hour, and you're gonna have a chance to win a autographed Chris Jones jersey ahead of the big game,
the Super Bowl. Yeah.
I saw this one. This was in the Chicago Sun Times, and not that they're, you know, probably watching a lot of football these days.
Right.
But I did find it interesting. They put out a poll yesterday. Is it nice to have a break from football this weekend?
No, God, no.
62% voted no.
Yeah, you don't want a break from football.
Almost 30% voted yes. And then 8.5% said, I never watch football.
Burr. Burr. I may stick in the mud and I thought, vote that I never watch the games.
Yeah, even in Chicago, they're like, yeah, no, I don't want the break from football. The only reason
had a break from football since 85, Josh.
No, that's not true. Rex Grossman led them to the Super Bowl.
Yes,
come on,
people do forget that. And Matt Nagy did go to the playoffs twice with Mitchell Trubisky, yet they still fired him.
That should be a footnote in their history.
Right.
Yeah, you went to the playoffs twice with Mitchell Trubisky.
Right.
Maybe the
greatest accomplishment ever.
62%. And I'd be in the, if not for the injuries, I'd be in the serious no category.
Yeah.
But since the Chiefs have like a long list, like, yeah, this is the perfect time for the bye.
Yeah, great. Comes at the right time.
Comes at the right time to have this bye. So it was good that not everything, you know, happened to push the season back and all those things we were probably advocating for at one point in time to accommodate, you know, making it fair. I guess it turned out just fine because they get a bye week to continue to try to recover and get at least some of the bodies back for next weekend.
Yeah, no, it's good to have the break from a player standpoint too, and from a hype machine standpoint. I think everybody is kind of just taking this week to kind of let things settle in a little bit and realize, oh my God, the Super Bowl is next week, and now you can start, I guess, on Monday getting really geared up for it. But I mean, we don't have a week without football, Josh. We do have the Pro Bowl Touch Football Flag Football Challenge that will be taking place on Sunday afternoon that will get all kinds of complaints on social media, yet it will get a great television number, and it will be one of the most watched things on television this weekend, not the most watched thing on television.
They got a third of our show watching. Dub watched some Pro Bowl.
You watched some Pro Bowl skills competitions
yesterday. Yep. I didn't even realize they were going on today or yesterday, and I saw ESPN was plugging them, and I'm like, right. Yeah, I'm not tuning in for
the water balloon toss, you
water
want to
balloon
see that?
Tossing no. and all that kind of stuff. No,
I saw a couple of people tweeting about it. This is the worst television I've ever watched. Why are you watching it then? Like, I don't understand that. If it's bad and you don't enjoy it, switch to something else. There's plenty of options out there.
Just feels like nowadays there is.
Yeah, oh my God.
And so, you know, there was one point in time where like, oh, I just need some football. Give me the Pro Bowl from the Hula Bowl,
right?
And I'll watch it now. Like, no.
If you didn't have the Pro Bowl.
I mean, I thought it was cool. They changed up events and what have you, but I just not interested.
Right. No, but you wouldn't have gotten this if you didn't
count,
have
it. Doesn't count football.
Listen, Derek, you've thrown touchdown passes in Vegas before. You've been on fire. Have you ever been that hot in Las Vegas?
Not that hot. It's probably why I'm going somewhere else.
Nice.
Well played by Derek Carr, right? Yeah. Well played by Derek Carr. I like that
Have you ever been that hot? Apparently not.
They're sending me away, so I'm going to see you later.
Good.
So
take a little shot at that.
Yeah, so you wouldn't have had that to get your day started with if we didn't have the water balloon toss that was going on last night.
But see, I got that without watching it, so I win.
I know, right, you win. I had no idea it was on. I told you, I'm back to watching Parks and Rec now. I'm rewatching that sitcom and that series because I find it fascinating. I find Ron Swanson to be an unbelievable character, more so this time around than the first time around. I don't think he appreciated it the first time. You go back for the rewatch and you realize how good of a character that dude really is. And I also saw another tweet yesterday from somebody, and I don't remember who it was, saying, I've got all these streaming services, yet I can't find anything to watch. And sometimes you do fall into that category, right?
You spend so much
time surfing and trying to figure out what you want to watch. And going,
maybe
I really
marking
want to watch
a few things for later that you still haven't watched.
Yeah, right. And
I do a lot of that.
You do a lot of that, right? But you do more of that, I think. And by the time you look at the clock, you're like, I just spent 40 minutes trying to figure out what to watch and didn't watch a dang thing. So for this weekend, if you're trying to escape the Pro Bowl skills competition, what are people watching right now? Like, what's a good series for a lot of people to start binging? You can let us know at 913-586-7610, because you may want to get into that, you know, this weekend instead of watching a flag football game and guys running around in their underwear.
Or long drive in this goat pasture that they're...
Yeah.
What a crappy looking course. They picked the worst course in Las Vegas.
Is that grass or is that the desert?
Was that the turf?
Those just patches of grass.
Was that the Vegas stadium turf that they replanted on the golf course?
That's the Arizona turf from opening day when Butker got hurt. That's exactly what that is. They threw it out there in Las Vegas.
So I'm not into that at all.
So yeah, if you got some good shows for everybody to binge, let us know, because this feels like it's going to be a binge weekend when it comes to that, because you don't have any football right now, and we're kind of in that lull this week of no Super Bowl, and do I really want to sit there and watch whatever they're going to roll out for the Pro Bowl? So let us know what kind of binge shows and stuff that's good right now, whether it's Netflix or Hulu or Paramount Plus or Peacock or HBO Max, whatever other ones I'm paying for right now. And then come a week from Monday, I get to rip DirecTV out of the wall and say, see you later to that bill every single month. So I'm excited about that as well.
Why are you keeping it through?
Just for the Super Bowl. I wanted to keep it through football just in case something happens and I need to record a game and go back and watch it. Because I'm going DVR-less after this,
okay,
Josh.
I gotcha. Okay. I didn't know why the one more game mattered.
To have the DVR.
It's on the rabbit ears, you could still get it.
No, you know? I know. Just to have that DVR, the backup capability, just in case something should happen. You know, if you go to a Super Bowl party, you want to come back and watch a commercial or you miss a play or something. You know, just whatever the case may be. So I plan on doing that and then going DVR-less like you.
Have you gotten to the point, guys, where you have so many of these streaming services and you get like one free for however many that you don't even remember which ones you have at this point?
Oh God, yes. Yeah, absolutely. See, what happened is my wife had some identity theft happen, right? And I don't know if I should be talking about this on there, but I will. So be careful with your identity. We had some identity theft, so we had to cancel a lot of credit cards, and all of a sudden all the streaming services weren't working because she hasn't gone back and put it back in.
You find out if you need them or not.
Yeah, you do. You absolutely do. And so far I feel like I don't need many of these things.
I just have to make sure subscriptions don't roll over automatically on some of these.
Sure, because you get the $1.99 a month for 12 months, and then it's $17 a month.
I'm not interested. I just wanted it because it was a buck.
$4.99
or whatever.
I'm not interested in paying any more than $5 per month for your streaming service.
It's gotten to the point where I don't want to add them up.
Yeah. You're getting there. Because we talked about this years ago. Okay, you're going to pull the cord and then...
Yeah, you're going to get back to exactly the number you hated. Right? And I don't think I'm at the number I hated. Because the number I hated
get to that number.
Was pretty bad.
Yeah.
So I think you're still well under that. But even still, you're not at your low.
Right.
You're not at your low when you're feeling really good about it.
Correct.
Like, oh, man, I've never had this little television, and you felt great about it for like a hot second.
Right.
Not at that number anymore.
No. And then you're like, maybe I need something more. I don't know.
And then they keep bumping up your rates, and you're like, okay, check. Okay. Yeah. $1, sure, check. And they've all increased their rates as well, and you've just eaten it.
And the worst part about that is the impossibility of canceling these subscriptions, too, because you have to call a call center, and that's like dealing with, you know, nobody.
Most of the streamings, though, are pretty good.
Are they?
Just dumping them online.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You can do that online for some of them, because a lot of these things, you got to call these call centers. Like, subscribed to the LA Times once because I got $1 for 6 months,
I'm
right?
I'm just saying you're gonna be in it when you finally do your DirecTV, but...
You mean trying to cancel?
Oh, they're going to pass you on to like four people to try to keep
you
around.
Yeah, that's fine.
You've been with them that long, but some of these other ones are pretty easy to dump now.
Yeah, so. No, I'm going to be hitting zero and
cycle
cancel.
On, cycle
yeah,
on.
They should just let you do it.
Give me a person.
Yeah,
just cancel.
Cancel, and then you end up and you finally get somebody that's trying to give it to you. All right, here's what we're going to do. You know what? You probably should have done this months ago when I asked you to do that, but you chose not to. I mean, you talk about the nickel and dime fees too with DirecTV. Every box is $7. I mean, it's ridiculous. And so I'm saying, see you later for it. I'm tired of paying for that. And with Sunday Ticket going off DirecTV, I don't really need that anymore. I'll go to YouTube TV probably once football season starts.
What were we asking? What are you binging this weekend? 913-586-7610 on the text line.
Yeah.
Let us know. Even when you're in the Super Bowl, you have to practice outside.
Wow.
Next.
Fesco in the morning.
One of the greatest duos.
Brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology. It's no wonder LiftMaster is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find us at RainerKC.com. 610.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I had to laugh yesterday. Andy Reid just always working the upstairs on guys, right? You may be heading to Arizona for the Super Bowl, but you know what you're going to do until then? We're going to put you outside.
Your ass is getting out here in the 10-degree weather, and you're going to practice. We're going to make you tough.
Going to keep you motivated a little bit.
Right.
Guys out there with the hands in the pockets and the hats on and or the stocking caps on. And
right.
Going through their warm-ups. I thought, oh, man, Andy Reid's just trying to keep motivated a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You want more, more, more? We'll give you more, 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 says Andy Reid. More outdoor practice, that is.
Yeah, these guys are looking around going, hey, hang on a second here, coach. We made the Super Bowl. It's 12 degrees outside. Yeah, get your ass outside. We're practicing today.
That's right.
Yeah, we're not coddling you guys. What do you think this is? Major League Baseball?
I love it.
Spring training? Get your ass out there and play. That is the difference, though, when you think about it with the NFL and Major League Baseball. Like, they used to go to Wisconsin because it was cooler in the summer. It was a little bit cooler. It wasn't exactly that. Major League Baseball rolls to Arizona and Florida and gets their guys ready for spring training. Football players are going to St. Joseph, Missouri and sweating their ass off in 100-degree, 100% humidity to get ready for the football season. Like, gone are the days of trying to get up to the cheese league, like they used to call it, because the weather was a little bit better. Doesn't matter. Football players are tough, man. They got to go through all of the elements, even if they are playing in an indoor Super Bowl in Glendale, Arizona in a week and it's 12 degrees in Kansas City.
I thought, wow, it's just keep them. Just keep
was Andy them. In shorts yesterday, too, for practice?
I don't think so.
No? Wow. So. Usually Andy's a shorts guy. Like, he doesn't care what the temperature is.
I don't know.
He's going to tough it out.
I don't know the answer. I'd have to go back and I'd have to go back and revisit. I don't know.
Wasn't Herm Edwards always shirtless at practice?
I'm guessing he had the red
pullover thing.
Yeah, red pullover thing.
Right.
Yeah, no. Herm was.
He was weird with
that. He was unbelievable with that. No matter the weather, he had the same outfit on.
Yeah. And it was shorts and a t-shirt. He'd go out there and coach. He didn't
hot,
care.
Hot, cold, didn't matter.
Right.
It looked like it was way too hot for long sleeves when he had the long sleeves, and then he'd have the long sleeves on in the winter. Like, that's not enough.
Yeah. No,
he just was tough that way.
He's one of those guys that says weather is a mental state, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. It's not. It's actually not a mental state. It's weather, and it's cold. It's cold. I don't care.
Only if you allow it to be cold.
Stop, Herm. Just stop. Like that's like old school high school football coach from the 1960s who pulled you down by the face mask, kicked you in the nads during 3-a-days and told you you were a wimp if you needed water. That's that kind of, it's a mental state. No, it's actually my body telling me this isn't right.
So Mecole Hardman is doubtful to be playing in the Super Bowl.
I would not count on Mecole Hardman playing at all.
As they continue to, you know, this feels like still we won't know until like 3 months from now. Like, what exactly is going on?
Mm-hmm.
He's listed on the injury report still as pelvis.
Right.
But Andy Reid said yesterday, pretty doubtful he's going to play. Mike Garafolo on NFL Network.
Hardman wants to play, that is for sure. But he's been dealing with an abdominal injury. I've seen it called an abdominal injury. I've seen it called a pelvic injury. It's a core muscle injury that he's been dealing with since week 9 of the season. Came back, took that shot there, aggravated the injury. So as of right now, it doesn't look like Hardman is going to play. I've been told don't close the door completely. They're still gathering opinions as to what he's suffering and whether he plays, if he can make it worse. Again, that is a guy that wants to be on the field for the Super Bowl. If he's not, and the fact that Andy Reid doubts it right now, that tells you how significant the injury is. So again, I'd call him doubtful, but we're not closing the door completely for Hardman.
Tough for Hardman.
Yeah, it is.
Minimal impact for the Chiefs. I mean, it'd be nice.
Well, with all the other wide receivers out, it would be nice to have him.
But they played much of the year without him.
Mm-hmm.
Still, this one is just, it feels like we won't know until some point in the offseason what the deal really is. But this is an odd one.
It really is.
This has taken a long time. He tried to give it a go last week and probably wouldn't even have been pressed into service last week if not for the numbers they were at last week. I mean, maybe he lobbied his way in, but it just felt like, well, okay, you should probably give it a shot because they're kind of low on numbers.
Yeah.
And then couldn't go. But yeah, what a strange deal. I'm waiting to hear the more of the story at some point in time.
My favorite thing of that whole report is Mike Garafolo saying, well, we'll have to see if he can injure it more. Well, if he's hurt, he's hurt. Whether you can injure it more, are you capable of going out there and playing? I hate when they do that, and they do that all the time in the NFL. Well, if he can't injure it anymore, we're going to stick him out there. But is he capable of playing in the state that he's in right now? I don't know the answer to that question. It doesn't seem to be that he is capable of playing right now. Like, I know McCole wants to play. He wants to be here in Kansas City. He wants to be a Chief. He wants to play in this game. He wants to show people what he can do, because I think when you look at his career, you're going to go back and you're going to see a career that you probably said, nah, you probably didn't get everything you could have out of it. And especially this year, because I thought he was trending in a really good direction, especially with those jet sweeps and whatnot, and they were utilizing him in a good way, and then all of a sudden, boom, he gets hurt, and you really haven't seen him again. And it is a mysterious injury, because I've talked to enough people, some people that are close to McCole, people with the organization, about, you know, what's going on with McCole Hardman. And it's always one of those, we think he's going to be okay, we think it's going to be ready, and then you get towards game day and it's not. Now, I don't believe this is an Eric Berry type situation where, you know, Eric Berry told everybody he was going to play and then didn't show up on game day type of stuff. This is a McCole Hardman situation where he really wants to play, but physically he's just not able to do it right now. And you have to wonder what that's going to mean for his offseason too, Josh, being a free agent and all. I mean, if he's injured and banged up since week 9, are other teams going to look at him and go, we want to offer you a contract? Will he have to come back to Kansas City on a one-year deal?
I'll go with that right now. Back on a one-year deal.
Does Kansas City want him back on a one-year deal? I don't know, because
if you can't be reliable and healthy,
what's the point of having somebody on your roster? True. You know, and he's been banged up a lot. And look, he's a tiny guy too. It's not like this guy is a big, muscular offensive lineman. He's a little dude, man. He's got no body fat on him whatsoever. He's not exactly, you know, girthy or anything like that. He looks like a fragile guy out there on the field. One hit could break him in half. And so,
and there was belief he lost weight during this whole thing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. He's very light. Yeah.
Didn't have a lot of weight to lose.
No, he didn't. And that's a concerning thing as well. So I'm more concerned for the dude than I am for what's going to take place on the football field, because I really like McCole Hardman. He's a sweet kid and I root for him, but I mean, he's at a spot right now where he just can't get healthy, and trying to rush back for the Super Bowl may not be in the cards for him right now.
So I'm kind of in the camp, like, get me one of these guys back. I don't know if Juju is going to be able to go either.
Right.
You tried to give it a go last week. I told you the bizarre tape job I saw.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's not even a knock. I think they were just trying to do like it. This is all we got for you.
Correct.
Let's throw some athletic tape around the knee. Can you go?
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't. So getting somebody back. I think Kadarius Toney is a wish.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. Juju is obviously the number one of that group.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and you're just talking wide receivers, because I would say Snead. Give me him back.
Yeah,
you know?
Just wide receivers.
Yeah. Maybe you get Justin Watson back. Maybe they figure out the sickness with him and he's okay and he moves on and he's able to play. Gives you a body, gives you a guy, and it gives you somebody too that Patrick Mahomes trusts. You know, he's trusted Watson since mm-hmm. day one. You know, that kid came in and went to quarterback camp down in Texas and made a great impression right away. So maybe we get him back and have him as a body that you can go to. But yeah, you're looking at the wide receiver numbers right now. And you go, anybody available? Anybody out there? Oh, there's Odell Beckham Jr. Anybody else? Anybody else available besides Odell Beckham Jr.? You know, it's like, God, we need somebody right now.
Not, yeah, I don't, I'm not in that somebody camp.
No, I'm not either. That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, just give me a guy. And Odell's like waving, I'm here. Nah,
no. Just thinking somebody that's currently been hanging out for a while would be would be nice. I thought maybe it was just me, but even Tony Romo's employer has questions. We'll get to that next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Rayner Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology. It's no wonder LiftMaster is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find us at RaynerKC.com. Don't miss former Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson every Monday at 7:30, 610 Sports Radio.
We're living here in Brettfeeds town. Without him, Patrick is not around. Out at Arrowhead, they're winning games, throwing touchdowns, holding parades. And Travis is catching the ball, dropping dimes to Tyreek and more. And our sacks are coming from Chris Jones. Ty's making plays. We need more parades. And we're living here in Brettfeach Town. Living here in Brettfeach Town.
This has got potential, buddy.
That is Brett Veachtown here on 610 Sports Radio, the only station in the country playing Brett Veachtown.
The most requested song on the text line.
I don't know that, but I would assume that.
Who else is playing Brett? I didn't give anybody the rights to it.
That's true.
You know, it's not like people are stealing this, and like maybe that station in Minnesota is playing it. I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe it's payback for
For the what was that game? The initials game or whatever. That. Sorry. Did you hit the dump button?
I don't
care.
No, I don't. I don't think they're going to get us for saying their
no.
Their game they thought we stole or something.
Right, I've never understood that in my life. Everybody steals in radio, and this station came flying in from the top rope.
It wasn't even the same. Similar.
It was similar, yeah, but different.
Yeah.
Different but similar,
yeah.
However you want to phrase it. So nobody better be singing Brett Veachtown anywhere else in the country. I swear
I
to God, I'll take the microphone cord.
I hope not.
If you want to get your Brett Veachtown T-shirts, your Burrowhead My Ass T-shirts, the Shut Your Mouth You Jabroni T-shirts, the Casey Makes Refs Cry T-shirts, just send us a text and B-Double flip you the link. They're $20 a piece, man. They're great quality T-shirts. Everybody's loving them, and we've sold a ton. I'll tell you, we've sold a ton of
now,
these
things. Now, if like Veach's hometown station.
Right.
Was playing it, I think we'd be cool with that, right?
As long as they wrote me a check, I don't care what they do.
Well,
everything's for sale, Josh.
You might have to write a check for the music that was underneath it. I don't know if you want to get.
I don't know about that.
I don't know if you want to go down that rabbit hole.
That's just generic music that I found online. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
I think it rolls over at some point in time.
Oh, I think it would be fun though. Like when Brett wins the Super Bowl again and he goes back to Flyvin, Pennsylvania or wherever it is. Like they have an open mic night and they invite me to sing Brett Veachtown and everybody's rocking out with lighters.
Then they hand him the key to the city.
Yeah. Didn't he get that last time? He got the street named after him. Mm-hmm. I know that. Like the street, like the dirt road behind the press box of the old football stadium doesn't exist anymore. But still, he got a street
That's
named
awesome.
After himself, right? And now he's got a town named after himself. He's got a song. He's got a shirt. Like when he was a Delaware Fighting Blue Hen, did you ever think when he threw that pass or when he caught that pass from Matt Nagy for that touchdown that we've all seen, do you think at any point in his time he thought he'd be living here in Brett Veachtown?
No, I don't think
I don't either.
I don't think
Look where he is right now. He's got a song, a shirt, a street.
Yeah.
Maybe a ring or two. But I think when you ask him really what it all boils down to, it, of all the stuff that you've accomplished, what's the coolest thing? The song.
Having someone sing a song about me probably pretty cool. Oh, we're going to give you a chance to win a $500 Hy-Vee gift card for your big game spread. Of course, Hy-Vee, the official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You can find a huge selection of Chiefs apparel, Chiefs plates, napkins, party supplies, themed cookies, cakes, cupcakes, everything else to throw that big game party. Coming up at 8:20 today, 8:20, 8:30, 8:40, we'll take three more contestants who have 60 seconds to answer as many questions about the show's history as they can.
I've ran into so many people recently that said I could have gotten more than those
I know. You all believe it.
I talked to Barry at the J yesterday. Here's he goes, I would have had six.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He goes, sure. I know where you work out. I go, yeah.
That happens.
Yeah.
Dial in when we ask for it. 820, 830, 840. Whoever gets the most answers will be qualified to win the $500 Hy-Vee gift card coming up 820, 830, and 840 today. I thought maybe it was just me, and I did acknowledge this a few weeks ago that I've probably watched less of him because I'm at the games, and I know he's calling them, and he's calling a lot of Chiefs games, but I guess I didn't realize all of the angst that's been going on for Tony Romo.
Well, he's not getting better. He was the best that he ever was his first year right out the box, right? And now as the years have gone by, he's gotten not as good. It's kind of gotten stale. He's not improving. Like, usually in a job, when you take that job on the first day, you're wet behind the ears, right? You don't know what's going on. And then as you work in that job and years go by, you get better and better and better, and you go, wow, I've come a long way. Tony Romo, in my opinion, has kind of regressed back to just being a guy on the screen that goes, look out, Jim. And it's just not very good. It's like nails on a chalkboard. Now, my wife loves Tony Romo. She thinks, oh, he's so good. And there are people out there that love him. But I think everybody made their initial like judgment on Tony Romo that first year when he was really, really good. But he hasn't gotten any better. In fact, he's gotten a lot worse.
So Andrew Marchand, the New York Post, John Iran of Sports Business Journal do a media podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And they were actually discussing Tony Romo because they've been hearing about it too. And in fact, Marchand says CBS knows about it as well.
Tony Romo needs to study more. He needs to be better prepared because as you move away from the sidelines and not studying tape, you need to do more work. And I know CBS is aware of this. They tried an intervention last offseason, they knew they anticipated this. So that's a credit to them, the people in charge there. But it has not gotten better, and it's a problem.
They tried an intervention.
Yeah, they went down there to Dallas and met with him and said, hey, you need to start doing homework. You need to start prepping better. And he's like, hey, you got me for $1 million a game. I'll do whatever I want. That's why you don't sign these guys to $1 million a game contract. Everybody got so excited with that first year of Tony Romo, and that was his peak. He peaked right out the gate.
And I thought it was natural as well. I don't want to say it's shtick. It wasn't shtick. His claim to fame in this was that he was seeing plays before they happened.
Right.
He was reading the defenses. He was predicting what
he's doing none of that anymore.
He's not doing it every week.
Mm-hmm.
He can't possibly be in it like he was as a player.
No, not at all.
And so he doesn't read the game the same. He doesn't see the game the same. Doesn't watch the same amount of tape, nor really should he. Maybe he should for $1 million a game. Maybe he should do more studying. But I think naturally I would say, well, he's not doing the same things he's doing as a player because he's not a player anymore.
Correct.
And so how do you evolve from there as an analyst and what he's doing? And it's interesting to me, though, that CBS tried to be like, whoa, let's do some work here.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it hasn't happened. Also, they were kind of critical. Listen to a bit of their podcast of Jim Nantz in this whole thing.
Yeah, Jim Nantz, too.
And
yeah.
That Nantz, the belief is, well, Nantz was pissed when Romo got this huge contract, right?
Yep.
And there was a little bit of that. And seemingly he's like, well, I'm not helping him. Like, it's not my job to help him.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it is, though, Jim, because the broadcast suffers.
Right. So there's a little bit of that push-pull going on right now. Like, could you be doing better things to maybe set him up or work with him or what have you? And they were kind of critical of Nantz as well.
The stuff that I liked about Nantz, they said Jim Nantz is all about Jim Nantz. And they go, every other network broadcast puts somebody else on the podium to present the trophies. Why does Jim Nantz have to go down there and be the center of attention? Why can't Tracy Wolfson do that? Or when you're at the championship game, you've got Boomer and Bill Cowher and, you know, all those guys sitting at the desk. Nate Burleson, who's awesome on television, right? You could give those guys the opportunity to present the trophy, but they say Jim Nance is all about Jim Nance. You saw him at the NCAA tournament, Butler Cabin. He's got to be there and be kind of that center of attention. And when you have that kind of ego, like they were allegedly portraying, Jim Nance is probably happy that Tony Romo is failing because it makes him look better. And I think that's a shoddy way of kind of doing business, because the best broadcasts are the one where you have the announcers get along. They set each other up. They're really, really good at what they do. That's why Kevin Burkhardt and Greg Olson are so good. And I'll tell you this right now. It's no secret that this stuff about Tony Romo is starting to leak out there right now as Tom Brady has announced his retirement, Josh, and he's getting ready to go to the booth, because everybody's saying now, what's going to happen to Greg Olson? Because how good he's been, he's going to get bounced because Tom Brady's coming on board. But this is what you have to watch out with Tom Brady, right? Is Tom Brady going to put in that work and effort every single week? That dude just walked away from a 23-year career or whatever it's been. Do you think he wants to get back in the film room and start studying tape each week to watch these games? I don't know if that's going to happen. So I'm interested to see how Tom Brady's going to handle all this. And maybe this will wake these network bigwigs up and all these fat cats that sit here and make these decisions, that just because you have a name doesn't mean you're going to be any good on TV or radio. We see it all the time. And more often than not, the bigger the name, the worse they are on TV and radio. Like, oh, get an athlete to come in. Athletes come in and they don't do any preparation. They don't do any work. They sit around and they're lazy, and by 3 months they're out because they realized this is a lot more work than I thought it was going to be.
Or I retired.
Yeah, or I'm retired. I don't want to do this.
I actually retired
right
from doing the work.
Sure. And especially when you're Tom Brady, who's going to make more money in TV than he did playing. It's like, all right, I made $333 million. Do I really want to put in this effort? I just got this place in Miami. I want to hang with the kids a little bit. And I don't know that Tom Brady's going to be any good, Josh. I just don't know that he's going to want to put in that effort to do it. Where a guy like Greg Olson, who didn't have career earnings like Tom Brady did, this is his post-football career. He's doing really good at it because he's putting in the work.
Yeah, I mean, I have a hard time thinking he's going to be $37.5 million good. But, I mean, he might be okay at it.
Yeah.
But to think, it's amazing to think, isn't it, that he's walking away from football into a higher-paying job?
Yeah, it's crazy. It is absolutely nuts that he's going to do that. So just because you have the name doesn't mean you're going to be good. Like, I think Travis Kelce would be great on TV when it's all said and done, because he's got that personality. He's got that charm. He's got that charisma. He's not afraid to say things. I think he'd be really good. But if he didn't put in the work by year three of that, you're like, what's going on here? You know, is this guy going to evolve at all? And so who knows? I would think Kelce would put in the work because we've seen him put in the work on the football field. But maybe when he's done, he doesn't want to put in the work. He just wants to hang out and fight for his right to party. I don't know what he wants to do when it's all said and done. But yeah, they got themselves an issue right now with Tony Romo. They got themselves an issue because they paid him big bucks, and he's not getting any better, and the broadcasts just aren't that great. And if I'm Jim Nance, I'm looking at him going, hey, buddy, let me help you out because you're bringing me down too.
You probably know how we feel about petitions. I think they're largely a waste of time.
They really are, right? Especially when you go to that change.org, because nothing ever happens.
Yeah, I don't know who's like getting the notifications for that. Oh, we probably should change something because this is happening
right
at change.org. But, you know, give it a chance. You might get a little run. You might get a little pub for it. I don't hate this one either. How about Kelce's mom flipping the coin?
I think that's a great idea. I saw that yesterday. I'm like, that's one petition I can get behind.
I don't know if this would happen because of this, but maybe it gets enough run and the NFL's going, you know what would be cool? We'll have Jason Kelce, Travis Kelce, part of the group out at midfield, and mom will flip the coin.
It should be Jason, it should be Travis, and it should be mom. And that's it. And if I'm mom, I'm not even taking the coin from Carl Cheffers because he's probably got some fraudulent coin to help the Eagles.
Bringing your own coin?
I bring my own coin. One's sorry, got, Carl, we're flipping the quarter.
One's got Jason's face on it. One's got Travis's face
would be
on
good.
It.
I
and
like
you
that.
Don't, you don't even call it. It's just whoever's face lands.
Yeah. I do like
up.
That. Yeah.
You just go for it from there. That'd
yeah.
be fun.
That would be fun. That would be fun with that coin. I like that. But I think the idea is brilliant. Let Mama Kelce go out there and do that. She's the first mom to have brothers play against each other in the Super Bowl. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Really?
Why wouldn't you want to celebrate that?
Wow.
Instead of some, like, washed-up former player that nobody knows. Hey, we got somebody from the 62 Dolphins. Oh, great.
Or a corporate sponsor.
Oh, yeah. We've got John Johnson from Levi's.
Here's Chet from Chevy.
Yeah.
the throw the coin.
You know, technology and stuff guys.
Yeah, that guy.
Is he available?
I would think.
Yeah.
I would think. We'll chat a bit about the upcoming Super Bowl matchup, Eagles and Chiefs, with Odyssey Sports' Ross Tucker. He joins us next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Rayner Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology. It's no wonder LiftMaster is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find us at RaynerKC.com. Hear from Chiefs Radio Network color analyst Danon Hughes Tuesday at 8:30 on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Yeah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Far too kind.
Yeah.
Ready?
Woo.
Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cooking raw with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to roll.
Back in on a Friday. Yeah. Now what the hell? The last Friday of sleep, Bob.
The last Friday of sleep? What do you mean by that?
I'm saying it's like the... We're not there yet. We're not there yet. It's close. But we're
close,
not,
close, know, close.
That little gap here, which is good for the... good for the Chiefs. And hopefully the healing process as well. But we're back in on a Friday, a Red Friday. It's always a Red Friday. Along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler-Bita, Brian Williams producing. It is time to talk to Odyssey Sports' Ross Tucker. He's got many hats. I'm not sure which one he's wearing today. He does stuff for Westwood One, for CBS. He knows the Eagles very, very well, and you've heard him on these airwaves many times. Good morning, Ross.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing good. We're doing good. A lot going on, obviously, right now as we head into that Super Bowl week. But you got something cool for Valentine's Day that a lot of people need to get their hands on if they're looking for a gift, huh?
Well, I know a lot of guys driving to work right now didn't even realize it was February.
Right.
Didn't even realize Valentine's Day is 10 days away. I'm just telling you, this company, MyFrontPageStory.com, by far, best Valentine's Day gift ever. You literally talk to one of their writers, I don't know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or you can just fill out a couple email questions. They write the most unbelievable story about your wife or whoever. It's framed, looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper. Like it looks like it's on the cover of the Kansas City Star. Beautiful pictures of you with them, maybe the family. And the key is, like, when you give it to them, to be able to say, like, hey, babe, I want to do something special for you this year. So I had a story written about you. That just sounds amazing. Like, that just sounds like you're the most romantic guy in the world. And then when she actually reads the quotes and you say stuff like, I never thank her enough for all the little things she does for the family. I'm just telling you, I've seen so many videos now. They cry pretty much every time. Like, it's so money. It's not even funny. MyFrontPageStory.com. And then since it's framed like that, it'll be hanging up in the house forever. So it's like the gift that keeps on giving. MyFrontPageStory.com. Get on it, Bob.
All right, we'll get on it, Ross. We'll get on that. MyFrontPageStory.com as we talk to a former NFL player, Ross Tucker. And you've
Our
done
quotes could be dangerous.
Well, that is true, Josh.
This would be a time for someone to get it right for us. That would be the best part of it. The best part of it. Ross, I know you obviously are around this Eagles team quite a bit. This is a pretty fun matchup, I think. Obviously, a lot of the obvious storylines, but you have the two, you know, number one seeds, two teams who are playing very well kind of all season long. It's kind of how it's supposed to be at the end, right?
Yeah, well, you guys, I'm from Philadelphia, and I grew up an Eagles fan, even though I played for five teams, not the Eagles, because they never wanted me. So I followed them for a long time, do the preseason games on television. It's the best team they've ever had. Now, you know, they could very easily lose to the Chiefs, obviously, and then they won't get credit for that, but they have the best O-line in the NFL. They probably have the best D-line in the NFL. Best wide receivers in franchise history. Probably the best corners in franchise history. 18 of their 22 starters are Pro Bowl or Pro Bowl alternate players. Quarterbacks, MVP candidate. I mean, they're just loaded. And part of that's because Jalen Hurts, the quarterback, is on a rookie contract, right? Second-round pick. So they just have, I think, easily the best roster in the NFL. But I also think the Chiefs have the best player in the world, probably by a decent amount. So if it's a close game, we've all seen Patrick get it done so often late in those close games. So that's kind of the offset right there.
You know,
the Eagles are the better team. the Chiefs have the best player.
I think you said that the Eagles, this is their best team ever. I've been saying that about the Chiefs. I said when the season started, Ross, from 1 to 53, this was going to be the best Chiefs team that we've ever seen. And if they got to the Super Bowl, you could cement that. And that's kind of how I feel about this Chiefs team as well. From 1 to 53, this is the best roster I've ever seen in Kansas City.
Wow, that's really interesting. So even without Tyreek Hill, you think this team is better than the other teams they've had?
Yeah, I think all around, because there's more options now that they're utilizing. There's more ways to beat you instead of just trying to go over the top with Tyreek Hill. You know, when Juju Smith-Schuster was healthy, he could beat you. You got Isaiah Pacheco as a seventh-round running back. MVS has been brilliant in the postseason. And defensively, they're probably better than they've been during this Steve Spagnuolo run, too.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Pacheco, because the other thing that hasn't been talked about enough in this game, in my opinion, I think these are the two best GMs in the NFL. I mean, the moves, the trades that Howie Roseman pulls off and the roster he's built is amazing. And then for the Chiefs, just look at this year's rookie draft class. Like, it is bananas what they're getting out of this rookie draft class. It's crazy impressive. Mm-hmm. To have a team this good and to have this many rookies and, like, late-round pick rookies contributing like this.
Ross, also, too, you mentioned the rookie contract that Jalen Hurts is on. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes isn't on there, but as you said, the best player on the planet. I was talking to my buddy Joe yesterday, and we're talking about this game, and he goes, what do you think? And I said, boy, for me, what it all boils down to, if I'm picking a game, I look at the coach-quarterback combination. In my opinion, Andy Reid plus Patrick Mahomes is greater than Jalen Hurts plus Nick Sirianni. And that's why I'm leaning towards picking Kansas City, obviously, in this game. Where do you fall on that?
Well, I would agree with that part of it. But I would also tell you, when's the last time a team had the best O-line and the best D-line in the league? And I kind of already felt that way. But, guys, if you watch the tape, they manhandled the Niners. I mean, people are focused on the quarterbacks getting hurt. Well, who do you think hurt them? You know, I mean, those weren't like fluke injuries. Those were the Eagles D-line winning their matchups and then killing the quarterback. I am curious to see, because I think that the Chiefs have a top five O-line, and I think they have a good D-line. We're about to find out just how good both those are. You know, I think Andy Reid and Mahomes, I would take them over Sirianni and Hurts for sure. But that's primarily if it's a close game late. You know, I don't see a scenario whereby the Chiefs pull away from the Eagles, but there is a scenario if the Eagles really get the run game going, because I don't love the Chiefs' depth. I don't love their run defense, and I just think there's a chance that the Eagles kind of run over them. You know, I like Gana a lot. And Chris Jones, obviously, and if they can get the Eagles in obvious passing downs, they might be able to get some pressure. But, man, if the Eagles just decide to pound them, I'm very curious to see if, you know, what Spags can do to try to stop it. Because then if you put, you know, the extra safety down and you have those young corners man-to-man on A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, that's rough. I think if I were the Chiefs, I would sell out the run and hope that Hurts doesn't have a good game. But he didn't play that well the last couple of weeks. He hasn't played that well since he came back from the shoulder injury.
Ross Tucker joining us here on 610 Sports Radio. You mentioned Nick Sirianni. How far has he come since he scared the crap out of everybody with his introductory press conference?
Very, very far. I mean, he's an awesome coach. You know, they've out-coached a lot of teams this year. Both of his coordinators have had multiple head coach interviews. And rightfully so. They have a good, young, aggressive coaching staff. Now, the roster obviously helps. We all know that. But, you know, even like the last game, he had those guys prepared to get right on the ball after Devontae Smith didn't really catch that bomb. You know, they knew, Devontae knew right away, get up on the ball, snap it. Don't give him time to challenge it. Then he's the one that challenged the Purdy play. Then he goes for it on 4th-and-1 in a 7-7 game, mm-hmm, from his own 34. but he knows his O-line. He knows the quarterback sneak. And so I think other than maybe the Commanders game, the only game they lost with Jalen Hurts starting, I think other than that, you know, they have outcoached the opposition, it feels like, in pretty much every game.
Talking with Ross Tucker here on 610 Sports Radio. So what is this going to come down to on Super Bowl Sunday, Ross? How do you see this game being determined?
Yeah, I really, and this is probably where I lean, you know, obviously with my background, I really think it'll be up front. You know, the Eagles are better, but the question is, are they better enough up front, right? Are they that good up front that they offset the Mahomes-Andy Reid thing? You know, the Chiefs' O-line, D-line, I think are pretty good. But I kind of thought that about the Niners, too. And the Eagles embarrassed them. I mean, if you watch it, like D-tackles getting mauled, Nick Bosa getting thrown to the ground, like the Eagles, I mean, I'll put this in perspective, guys. Robert Quinn had 18 and a half sacks last year for the Bears. He's third string for the Eagles. And Ndamukong Suh is the highest paid defensive player in the history of the sport. He's third string for the Eagles. Just to give you an idea of the waves that they can throw at you. So the question is, how well can the big boys up front for Kansas City hang? How much better are the Eagles up front? If the Eagles dominate, they'll win. If the Eagles are just a little bit better, then I think the Chiefs win.
Ross, thanks for a few minutes this morning and scaring the crap out of me about the defensive line.
Of course. Just make sure right now, you guys, during the commercial break,
yep,
go to myfrontpagestory.com. Bob, your wife's awesome. I remember talking with her. Don't blow it this year, bro.
I blow it every year, Ross, so I'll try not to do it this year. Have a good weekend, my friend.
All right, sounds great. See you guys.
You got it. Take care. Yeah, we took him to Smokehouse Barbecue a year ago, right before that Bengals loss, and he had the Cajun butter chicken wings. Mm-hmm. We had ourselves a time up there. Mm-hmm.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.